This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's probably going to get worse before it gets better for Volkswagen. The head of Volkswagen America spent his day yesterday on Capitol Hill. He said it could take 2 years to fix all 500,000 cars on American roads and that maybe the company would compensate owners for the lost value of their cars. Today, California regulators gave VW 45 days to come up with a fix for the emissions cheating, or else. But in one U.S. city, the German automaker's troubles are local news. Blake Farmer of WPLN reports now from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
To Tennessee, Volkswagen is more than a relatively new employer. The company's decision to build its only American plant here was treated like history in the making. Here's Senator Bob Corker at the ribbon cutting in 2011. He was visibly emotional.
The greatest moment in my public career was receiving the call from the Volkswagen Group that they were coming to Chattanooga.
Corker now drives a Volkswagen. So does the city's mayor and hundreds of residents. Lifelong Chattanooga resident Cindy Williams traded in her pickup truck for a Tennessee-made Passat.
I just felt like, you know, they're our hometown company. Let's see what they've got.
VW brought more than 1,500 jobs and a $1 billion plant to town. The manufacturing facility, built with the help of more than $500 million in taxpayer support, includes a giant solar farm, a rainwater collection system, and other environmental bells and whistles that helped it achieve LEED certification. But while the auto plant is green, the diesel cars VW was building are not.
You know, we've used them as a beacon to promote what we're doing in Tennessee, and that's why it's so disruptive and disappointing.
State Senator Bo Watson notes that schools launched technology programs in partnership with VW, and the company's building a welcome center right on the riverfront. Watson, whose district includes the plant, has called on Volkswagen officials to appear at a hearing in Chattanooga later this month. He wants guarantees that VW will keep building cars in Tennessee. Just in the last few weeks, the state sent the company another $168 million to subsidize a plant expansion underway now.
I think we owe it to the citizens of Tennessee to ensure that our investment is safe.
Volkswagen's attempt to cheat emissions testing has raised some old questions about whether it's worth the growing sums spent on incentives. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam, who talked to reporters after meeting with VW employees, says there's no looking back.
I mean, I'd love to know the person, you know, who could have told you this was coming around the corner. I still believe long term the state has a solid investment there, and if not, we have the provisions in place to bring the money back.
Haslam is referring to new clawback provisions that are now part of Tennessee's economic development deals. The state added those protections after another company walked away from a highly subsidized plant that never even opened. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.